Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 19th. An Israeli delegation left Qatar after one day of indirect talks with Hamas on a ceasefire hostages deal with no breakthrough. Qatari and Egyptian officials mediated the talks. Hamas's latest proposal includes the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners and a pause in fighting, leading to an eventual permanent ceasefire. Even though discussions have stalled, mediators still believe the visit is positive. This comes ahead of a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials in Washington on alternatives to the Israeli military's planned ground invasion in Rafah. The White House says the meeting will likely happen next week. Voting is underway in five states holding primary elections: Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump clinched their party's presidential nominations, and now they're both heating up the campaign trail with their reelection bids. Biden heads to the swing states of Nevada and Arizona this week. Though he defeated Trump in those states in 2020, early polling indicates that Biden's path to victory there may be a challenge this year. Meanwhile, Trump is making headlines for what he said on a podcast that aired Monday, hosted by his former White House aide Sebastian Gorka. He was asked about criticisms Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has faced from the Biden administration and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion, they hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Trump slammed Schumer, who recently criticized Netanyahu's government and called for new elections, in a speech on the Senate floor about the Israel-Hamas war last week. Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in America, responded to Trump on the social media platform X, tweeting, quote, "Trump is making highly partisan and hateful rants."
Every person who has taken me on this road to that prison is a friggin' Democrat and a Trump hater.
That's former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro, speaking to reporters earlier today before he reported to a federal prison in Miami. In January, a judge sentenced Navarro to 4 months in prison after a jury convicted him on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House Select Committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol. He's the first former White House official to be in prison for a contempt of Congress conviction.
I am not nervous. I've had the greatest amount of support from Donald Trump and his team.
The first of six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to charges in connection with the torturing of two black men last year has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Former Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Elward faced the most serious of federal charges against him and the other officers. He pleaded guilty to charges that include discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, conspiracy against rights, and deprivation of rights under color law. The victims Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker filed a lawsuit, alleging the former officers came into the home they were in, handcuffed, kicked, waterboarded, tased them, and sexually assaulted them for nearly 2 hours, before one of the deputies put a gun in Jenkins' mouth and shot him. Federal prosecutors say some of the officers said they were part of the goon squad because of their willingness to use excessive force and not report it. Elward apologized to the victims during today's sentencing hearing. Coming up, some unwanted news for drivers heading into spring.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. Prices at the pump hit a significant milestone. For the first time since late last year, gas prices are now higher on a year-over-year basis. AAA says the national average for regular gas was $3.47 a gallon on Monday. That's up from $3.45 a year ago, and the highest price since Halloween. Rising gas prices are normal during this time of year, with refineries shutting down for maintenance and switching over to summer fuel coupled with increasing demand. But oil refinery outages caused by extreme cold and drone attacks on refineries deep inside Russia are also contributing to the price jump. Thanks for listening. Tune into our next episode at 6 p.m. Eastern.